There's always that little girl, little boy, or like, oh, I wish somebody wrote a book for me. Well, here's that book.
That's Shannon White, Lee White's daughter. She's talking about the series of three children's books written by her father in Potawatomi and English. Since his passing in 2020, his family has continued to share his books. Shannon said that her father wanted to create a merchandise line, complete with t-shirts, stuffed animals, stickers, and bookmarks to go along with the series.
And our plan was to go to go all over Indian country and kind of share these with Indian country.
White worked on the series for about 5 years, even throughout his incarceration.
He was really excited and set on, you know, he said, I'm going to write these books, he goes.
And he did. The dedications of each book are special for Shannon, especially the one in Chagok, where he got his stripes. The book is about how the great spirit in Potawatomi, Meshomis, blessed the skunk, or Chagok, with stripes to punish him for stealing vegetables from the other animals in the woods garden.
This one is dedicated to his daughter Tess, my youngest sister Tess White.
In 2016, when she was 25 years old and 10 weeks pregnant, Tess White was kidnapped, tortured, and murdered. Indigenous women are the targets of disproportionate violence across the country. In 2021, the CDC reported that homicide rates of Indigenous people were 4 times higher than the homicide rates for non-Hispanic white people. White's family encouraged him to pour his energy and grief into his stories.
It was important for him as a father, as, you know, her being his daughter, that he wanted, you know, to do something in memory of her. You know, that's his daughter. I always told him, you know, well, these books, you know, we're just going to get these books out and we're going to do the best that we can to share the stories and know that we're still here.
White dedicated Wabozo to, quote, all the children, end quote. Wabozo is about how the Great Spirit blessed the rabbit with long feet and ears to remind him to be patient and wait his turn. He firmly believed in continuing the positive cycle of stories in education and his culture.
Oh, he told me the story is, you know, in the old way, the old folk way.
White wanted to get children reading and invested in their education.
He has such a big heart, big, wonderful heart, you know, lots of culture and very protective in teaching and sharing. That was his biggest thing.
The family grieves his death.
But it also is bittersweet because it's like, you know, what else could he have done in another year if we would have had him just another year?
Shannon is considering continuing her father's series in the future.
I had a story from in my mind and in my heart, you know, kind of what I wanted to share, but, you know, that's down the road.
For now, the series of children's books are for sale through the Forest County Potawatomi Museum. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Crandon.